This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. There's an urgent search underway for whoever shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk as he rallied young voters on the campus of Utah Valley University. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities are canvassing for surveillance footage, talking to witnesses about what they saw, asking for any video they may have recorded.
Those who were nearby saw Kirk fall to the ground after that single shot rang out.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to describe it again, but it was pretty traumatizing, pretty terrible. What happened? Just an overall sad situation.
Kirk shot once in the neck, his killing described as an assassination by Utah's governor. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the increase in threats nationwide.
We need every political figure, we need everyone who has a platform to say this loudly and clearly. We can settle disagreements and disputes in a civil manner, and political violence must be called out, and it has to stop.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A 17-year-old who attends La Follette High School in Madison was arrested after school staff received a report he brought a gun on Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report that was cited by WKOW-TV. Police use surveillance to identify the student. State lawmakers want Wisconsin's move-over law expanded to include disabled vehicles on the roadside. Current state law requires drivers to slow down or move over when approaching a stopped emergency, utility, or highway maintenance vehicle on the side of the road. And flags across Wisconsin will fly at half-staff today in remembrance of 9/11. Governor Tony Evers declared today as a state day of service and remembrance, encouraging Wisconsinites to honor the day through acts of kindness to neighbors and acts of service in their communities. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog can be expected early, otherwise a mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be even warmer on Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant showing you. It is 6:03. It is September 11th. We will never forget the events of 24 years ago and everything that's going on in our world this week. Here is Rod Stewart, Young Turks on Max FM.
Pick up like a lunatic. Ooh, young There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:11 on Thursday morning, and it is September 11th, and we do remember the events that took place 24 years ago today. That is a day that many of us will not forget. It is one of those that will always be ingrained in my memory of where I was at when I heard various things and the days that led up afterwards as well, or followed afterwards, I should say. So yes, today is a day of remembrance. We're also thinking about the families that lost loved ones yesterday in two different incidents that occurred in the United States as well. So we're definitely thinking of all them today. A couple of things we want everyone to be aware of. We're going to take a look at our weather forecast, but we have a road closure this morning, and we will talk about that in just a moment. But let's take a look at our weather. Widespread fog this morning. Counties to our west do have a fog advisory, so we don't have one yet, but I did see some fog settling in that should clear up, turning mostly sunny, a high of 76. Tonight, patchy fog returns later on tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 52. We'll be dealing with patchy fog tomorrow morning, turning mostly sunny, a high of 83. Friday night, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 53. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Sunday, sunny, a high of 87 degrees. Currently is 57 degrees, cloudy, and a little bit of fog outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. We want to make everyone aware that the Baraboo Water Utility is replacing a water service at the 600 block of 5th Street today. 5th Street will be closed between Elizabeth Street and Camp Street from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you live in that area, please be aware of that. Or if you're taking kids to school, 5th Street will be closed between Elizabeth Street and Camp Street from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. as you're replacing a water service in the 600 block of 5th Street today. Also, the Friends at Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library are hosting an informal meet and greet today from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. for the two finalists for the library director position. They'd like everyone to stop on by, meet the candidates. The event is free and open to the public at the library tonight. So again, that's taking place at 5:30 p.m. Also happening today, there is a blood drive at the North Freedom Fire Department that is taking place 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. To book an appointment or more information, you can call 800-747-5401. So we want to make sure everyone was aware of all those things that are happening today in our area. If you are traveling, give yourself an extra moment or two to get where you need to go to. I have not been outside of the downtown Baraboo area, so I can't speak to Sauk, Prairie, Reedsburg, and those areas about the fog. If you do know what the fog or the situation is like in those areas, you can feel free to text me, 608-355-9970, and we'll gladly pass that along to all of our listeners today. Yeah, it's been an interesting day. We had a Texas man whose pigeon named Kevin is now back home after going missing last weekend. The guy owns an auto shop and brings a pigeon to work with him. A customer didn't realize Kevin the pigeon, who was blind, was in the bed of his truck when he picked it up. Here are the officers finding the bird and returning it to its owner. So we have some great news on this pigeon named Kevin, who's blind, getting returned to his owner.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good.
I'm about to tell you the weirdest thing you've probably ever heard in your life, okay? So did you just get your truck inspected?
Yeah.
Okay, so that guy has a pet pigeon, and it's in the back of your truck. Oh, yeah, he's back here.
So you said he raises the pigeons, but this one came out blind. And I've been taking care of him for like 2 years already, so it's like a child.
Kevin. This is Kevin.
Kevin, thank you guys so much, man. It's like a child to me, and thank you guys so much.
So, yes, Kevin got his pet pigeon back, and that is such a great story. His pet pigeon is blind, and he happened to be hanging out in the truck of a customer. The guy took his truck home and didn't realize Kevin was back there. So, some great news. Thank you to everyone that helped reunite Kevin with its owner. That is quite the story. I'm going to have another story in just a little bit about some construction workers saving a boy with a trampoline. So, yes, we have some good news stories for you this morning. As a reminder, if you're out and about this morning, give yourself an extra minute or two to go where you need to go. There may be some fog in some areas this morning. If you want to text me and let me know outside of Baraboo what the fog looks like, I would appreciate it. 608-355-9970. We're going to get back into some more great music with No Doubt, It's My Life on Max FM.
Mm-hmm. so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's been going on. We know the game and we're gonna play it. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
More 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:23 on Thursday morning. This is quite a story. I'm almost choking up getting ready to talk about it because it is something that is just absolutely amazing. Three construction workers in Iowa used a trampoline to save a kid from a house fire. He was trapped on the top floor and needed something to land on. They also saved two other people. Everyone survived the fire. Here's one of the construction workers, John Lewis, talking about this amazing rescue that happened.
When you hear a child in harm's way, you know, yeah, you'll do what you got to do. So I grabbed a trampoline and me and another friend took and scooted it over to the window, and it was black and with the flames and the smoke. And we coached him down to get him to jump. So he jumped out of the window onto the trampoline. And once he hit the trampoline, I caught him and got him away from the building, and we knew everyone was out at that point.
So, yes, the construction workers did an amazing job saving this kid and two others. They used a trampoline. That is just absolutely amazing. So that is just, kudos to them for being quick on their feet and saving that kid who was trapped on the top floor and needed something to land on. And this happened in Iowa. So thank you so much to them. That is so cool. I want to remind everyone, the Packers game is on tonight. We're playing the Washington Commanders. That game will take place at 7:15 p.m. It is on Amazon tonight. So if you don't subscribe to Amazon, you will need an Amazon subscription in order to watch tonight's Packers game. You can get trials of Amazon, so you can get that for 30 days if you want to watch Packer game. And so, yes, that is taking place tonight against the Washington Commanders. So Chris Hovel and I will be talking tomorrow after a late night of watching football and bring you all the highlights of that game tomorrow morning, 8:35, hanging with Hovel and Dave. And then, yes, the Packers are going to be off for a few days because they're not playing on Sunday. But, yeah, they're basically going in 4 days later playing the game after going against the Vikings. And both Commanders and the Packers won their games this past Sunday, so we will see how things go tonight. So again, 7:15 start time for the Green Bay Packers. Looking forward to watching them back in action tonight. I'm excited. This game will be, I think, a closer game than what we saw this past Sunday. So we'll see what happens. I know that there's a lot of talk back and forth on this, and just a lot of, shall we say, chatter in the NFL with everything that's going on right now. So, of course, we had the Vikings pull off that victory against the Bears on Monday Night Football. And so, yeah, they did have a comeback. I didn't get to watch into that game because it was on late. My plan today, take a nap so I can watch the football game tonight. So, yes, you know, I got to take a nap so I can, you know, get through all four quarters of this, because that game will be past my bedtime, and then I got to be up early tomorrow morning. I know there's some folks that are always up early in the morning. So, yeah, what are you going to do for the Packer game tonight? Text me and let me know that as well, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in anytime via the free Civic Media app as well. Coming up, a look at sports, weather, and music by Cher on Max FM.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The LX series is part of the number one selling compact tractor lineup in the U.S., built with premium features and the comfort and versatility to make your land your own. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $5,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
XL Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. XL Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Bright Star Home Care delivers high-quality care, ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services, so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Bright Star Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
You thought you knew the Habitat for Humanity Restore? Well, think again. We've got some brand new items in store for you. Brand new houseware straight from the floor of Macy's, new Kohler faucets and Broan range hoods while supplies last, brand new area rugs made right here in Wisconsin. If you haven't been here in a while, we got a new management, new pricing, and a whole new look. You thought you knew the Restore? Well, think again. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to, you know, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So, it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog can be expected early, otherwise a mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be even warmer on Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:34. Yes, it is still cloudy out there. Thank you to Ben for texting in. He said there is no fog issues between Wisconsin Dells and Mesa Mani, so we appreciate Ben's report on the road this morning since, yeah, I only had a short drive to get here and didn't get to go check it all out. So, again, thank you to Ben. We always take those reports, 608-355-9970. A flock of seagulls on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music of Mornings with Dave Grant on Thursday morning, 6:37. Let's take a look at our forecast. Today, it will turn mostly sunny, a high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog, turning mostly sunny, warming up to a high of 83. Friday night, a chance of late night showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 63. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 86. On Sunday, warming up, sunny, a high of 87. Currently, it is 56 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. Looking outside the window this morning, yes, it is definitely a little bit cloudy out there, but you can see the sun is trying to peek through those clouds. It's going to warm up. Perfect weather today and this weekend. Middle of September, can't complain about that weather at all. And as a reminder, if you're in the Dells area this weekend, it is Wazawa weekend. So, yes, you have been warned. All the Wazawa weekend shenanigans. I remember growing up and having a lot of fun with that. It has changed a little bit over time. But, yes, the Dells area will be very busy this weekend. Another thing that is coming up, 2 weeks from today. It is a 99.7 Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will be taking your request all day long to benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. $5 will get your request on the air, $10 to do a dedication, and $25 to bounce a song off the air if you don't like it and replace it with yours. Those are suggested minimum donations, obviously. We encourage everyone to double, triple those donations to help support Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Our goal is to raise $5,000. Yes, that is our goal. Last year, we had a $3,500 goal. We raised $4,100. We're upping that goal to $5,000 this year. Now, if we get to $5,000, I will dye my hair purple as well as Emily, and we will get purple fingernails for the month of October. But we have to hit that $5,000 goal, not $4,999, $5,000 or more. So if you're wanting to make a contribution earlier, you can drop a check off made out to Hope House, and we will get it to them. We will add it to our tally. We already had somebody do that the other day, so you can write a check out to Hope House, and we will make sure they get that money, and we will make sure it goes towards that tally. So, yes, if you're interested in doing that, you can text 608-355-9970, or you can text via the Civic Media app to make arrangements, or email dave at max.fm. Also, if you're a business in the area and you want to make a donation and challenge other businesses in the area, we're always willing to do that as well. Again, email dave at max.fm to make those arrangements. We want to help Hope House out. We've had the advocates start coming in so we can start talking about everything that we're going to be doing that day. And we will keep playing your request all day long. The only thing is no request with obscenities. That is one thing that we do scan for. And so we will be checking that. We will have our staff in studio that day. I know Emily's going to be hanging out a little bit longer that day, helping out. Wendy's going to come in for a while that day and help out as well. And, you know, we may even get that Brandon Wagner character on the air for a few minutes as well. So our goal is, again, $5,000 Hope House Radio Request-a-thon 2 weeks from today. Now, if for the right bid, we may start that a little bit earlier because, you know, I get in here at 6 in the morning and I'm always game to start playing a little bit of fun music right away to get the day started, you know. Someone kind of joked about polka music, so I'm like, last year to start the day, we had somebody text in a request for Christmas music to start off the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon, and they did two songs, and I was like, okay, someone had a little bit of fun with me that early in the morning, so yes, we'll play Christmas music, we'll play polka music, we will play almost any sort of music that's out there, if we can get our hands on it. So you get to pick what we listen to that day. It's something that helps support a great cause. We have a lot of fun with it. So again, Hope House Radio Request-a-thon 2 weeks from today, September 25th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Goals raise $5,000 to help out Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Again, if you're interested in making a donation earlier to help us get towards that goal, text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. Or you can always shoot me an email, dave at max.fm. Coming up, we're going to take a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Music by The Clash on Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, September 13th, the Baraboo Axe Coalition will be presenting the Celebrate Sauk event. It's a celebration of cultures through food, music, and dance. It's going to take place on the downtown Baraboo Square along with the Farmers Market. You can learn more details by visiting the BaraboOaxeCoalition.org/events. This will be happening from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. again September 13th on the square in downtown Baraboo. And Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village will be hosting the Heritage Day Rendezvous. This event will take you back to a time before phones, computers, running water, electricity, and it all happens at the authentic mid-1800s log village nestled just east of Reedsburg. Again, this Heritage Day rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village will take place on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. For more details, visit their website, rahspv.com. And Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. This will be on Sunday the 14th and every second Sunday of the month. Made to order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be 8 a.m. until noon, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Mike Y here from Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. I want to tell you about a beautiful mid-century colonial home I have listed at 420 14th Street, Baraboo. It will blow your mind with its 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 2-car attached garage. It has an oversized yard with beautiful mature landscaping and a 3-season room. Patrick, take it away.
I wanted to let you know about a recent price reduction on my listing at 332 4th Ave. This property is fresh on the market and sits in a prime location. It's a fantastic opportunity and move-in ready for the right buyer with convenient locations near schools, shops, and downtown Baraboo. For more information, check out greatdaybrokers.com.
Hi, Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. Kick off fall with fresh savings. Grill 93% lean ground beef, just $5.99 a pound. Or Sheboygan Party Pack Brats, only $9.99. Sweet Bartlett Pears, $1.39 a pound. And local fall squash, 99 cents a pound. In the bakery, fresh white dinner rolls are $1.99 a dozen, plus fruit-filled strudel bites, only $2.99 a dozen. And don't forget, Cedar Crest ice cream, 48 ounces, just $4.99. Huddle up and save this week at Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Bye. a shiry from show put out of there. The jet pilot's tuned to the cockpit radio blare. Soon as the shiry comes out of their hair, the jet pilot's way.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:54 on Thursday morning. Coming up a little before 7, we have national news with ABC News, regional news with WRN. Look at that weather forecast with Brandon Bormans as well. Sneak peek. It's going to be a beautiful, warm weekend. Shorts weather for the middle of September. So, yes, I'm celebrating that one today for certain. So, it is still cloudy outside the studios this morning. Looking outside, traffic is going through downtown Baraboo with no issues. So, that is your traffic report from downtown Baraboo. If you have a report for other areas, please text us and let us know those as well. 608-355-9970, and we'll be glad to let people know about those as they're heading out and about for their day. As I mentioned before, Green Bay Packers play tonight, 7:15. Amazon is carrying that, so if you want to watch it, you need an Amazon subscription. They are taking on the Commanders. Havel and I will break that game down tomorrow morning. Yes, we're going to stay up late and watch that game and break it down for everyone tomorrow morning, 8:35. And then we'll just do a little bit of preview for some of the stuff coming up for the following week. Monday, we will review the games that happened over the weekend and then just get everything prepared to talk about the next Packers game. So, yes, football season is in full effect already. So, if fall is here, doesn't feel like it with this weather forecast by any means. So, yeah, get out and enjoy the weather. What more can I say? I'm excited to be out there and means I get to keep wearing shorts as well. I was talking about with my PT guy yesterday, and I said, you know what? It's shorts weather. As he was putting his fleece on yesterday, we were in an air-conditioned building. So, yeah, he got a little cool. Madonna, Lucky Star on Max FM.
Starlight, starlight, the star I see tonight.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Still no one in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, the political activist President Trump has described as a good friend.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance skipping 9/11 commemorations today to travel to Utah. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A 17-year-old who attends La Follette High School in Madison was arrested after school staff received a report he brought a gun on Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report that was cited by WKOW-TV. Police used surveillance to identify the student. State lawmakers want Wisconsin's move-over law expanded to